my assessment that it was not a game that I expected it to be. We wanted to attack. We had two strikers on the pitch. They changed their side from three in the middle to normally, or five in the middle, sorry, to normally four. Since their manager has been here, he's always played with, he's always started with two strikers. So we thought that they were gonna have two strikers on. But they made it very difficult for us to be fluent, you know, and to have passes and be dominant and fair play to them, you know. But then, out of all, nobody had really chances in the first half, you know. Nobody really dominated the play. My goalkeeper had to do nothing. Their goalkeeper, what I was quite disappointed about, that we didn't test him, you know, because he was a young boy, you know. So second half it opened up a little bit, and I always felt that with us that we were gonna finish stronger than them, you know, in the last 15 minutes. I always felt that to receive the goal against. Was disappointed, but because it was a clumsy goal, I think you need to be able to defend those crosses, you know.
The change you made in the first half, was that because Jamie Mackie was injured, or were you reacting to what Leeds were doing?
No. Jamie Mackie got injured. I was always gonna play Jamie with Connor Washington. I wanted to test their centre halves. But Jamie got injured. He's got a hamstring problem now, and I think hopefully he will. It won't be too bad, but it doesn't look very good.
So you're thinking a number of weeks out for Jamie?
Well, we don't know. We will have to assess it in the next 48 hours. But Jamie is somebody who will not just come off. You know, he will play through pain. And if he has to come off, it's normally something not good.
And Sebastian Polter made quite a nuisance of himself when he came on, of course, earned the penalty as well.
Well, we know what he has got. We know his work ethic. I think he needs to do more. He can even bring more. I've seen the penalty back, and for me it is a penalty. He touched the ball first into the box, and the defender, and I don't know who the defender was, but falls on his heels first, and he goes down. You know, he can't keep on running. You know, so for me it's a penalty, and then after we are trying to score the second, and we finish the stronger side. You know. But we should have done that earlier. We should have taken that initiative earlier and done that earlier, I think.
It's a great penalty for Cherry, isn't it? I mean, it really crashes into the net.
There was no doubt in his head how he was gonna hit it. So he's got a good left foot. So and he was very confident. He took the ball and I like that. I like that. That the player is taking the ball and taking the responsibility.
You must have been happy with the way your team responded to going 1-0 down. It would have been easy, I think, given the fact that the season is coming to a conclusion, just to kind of let the result get away from you. But you did respond.
Yeah, but that's not us. That's not me. We want to produce and turn up and perform in every match. It doesn't matter what that match is about. We want to win. We want to get that winning habit into the club. We have got traveling fans that we own something to. So yes, that response we have to have. You know, it's only a pity that we didn't do it earlier. And but I want us to fight until the end, until the bitter end. You know, we have to have that. We have to have that mentality.
And looking ahead to perhaps next season, a result of this sort, if you know the home form was very strong, you know this would be a good point that would be useful to have.
Look, coming to Elland Road, I know Elland Road really well. You know, you just don't come here and get an easy night, especially on the Tuesday evening. You know, it does not happen. You know, you have to work for your luck and work for your for whatever you can get. For us, it's very important that we finish our season as strong as possible, as high as possible, and get as many points as possible, and finish the season positive.
And you have the chance to play Charlton at the weekend. They've got their own set of problems, and it'll give you you'll be the team not under pressure, as it were, in that game. That might give you an advantage.
No, we always put a kind of pressure on us, because that's how you have to play. That is life. That's how it is. You have to cope with that. There's an expectation, and you need to be able to live with that expectation. And with that, you know, there's still a lot of boys who are playing for their future. You know, so it's important for them that they deliver and that they do the job.